Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 5, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about PPRO announces 85% in transaction volume. Jobber, Stripe team up for financing and instant payouts. Global payments to run issuer processing from AWS. Visa in credit card payment app agreement with Max in Israel. EBANX expands its checkout solution for Shopify in LATAM. NatWest's business credit card customers are offered Apple Pay. Amazon to launch a dedicated Amazon website in Sweden. Planet, 3C Payment launched a digital payment service for Europe-based hospitality businesses. Now let's get started. PPRO announces 85% in transaction volume. PPRO, a payments platform as a service, has reported an 85% increase in transaction volume from 2019, highlighting the opportunities for cross-border e-commerce amidst the pandemic. The company also announced the closing of a $50 million US financing round led by Sprints Capital with participation from existing investors Citi Ventures and HPE Growth. Financial Technology Partners acted as exclusive financial advisor and Nor as legal advisor to PPRO in this transaction. PPRO will use the funds to scale the organization and accelerate strategic growth plans for its global platform. PPRO has already grown the size of its team by 25% since the beginning of 2020, the majority of these new hires being positioned to strengthen PPRO's three product development centers in Germany, Singapore, and Brazil. Jobber, Stripe team up for financing and instant payouts. Jobber has announced an expanded partnership with technology platform Stripe to offer flexible financing and instant payouts to its customers in North America. Jobber is deploying Stripe Capital to make it easier for home service providers to access the capital they need to invest in their businesses and grow, Business Wire reports. Jobber's customers have access to instant payouts, powered by Stripe and Visa Direct Visa's real-time push payments platform to receive the funds they've earned within seconds. In addition, with Stripe Capital, Jobber is investing in technology to make it easier for home service businesses to grow with access to flexible financing. This gives Jobber customers the capital to invest in new equipment or marketing campaigns to get the word out that they're open for business. Global payments to run issuer processing from AWS. US-based Global Payments has inked a deal with AWS to create a cloud-based processing platform for card issuers. The partnership is said to ramp up the company's ability to offer SaaS-based feature improvements for digital offerings, the $53 billion by market capitalization, payments heavyweight said this week. Global Payments handles some 27 billion payments annually for customers ranging from small businesses through to global casinos and banks. The new Oz-based platform will let financial institutions of any size seamlessly operate the entire lifecycle of card issuance and management, it said in a release. With AWS as preferred cloud provider, the company will use cloud-based storage, compute, database, security, analytics, and machine learning. The decision comes as the company guns for banks' merchant payment businesses, many of which are still run in-house. Global Payments offers authorization services, settlement and funding services, customer support and help desk functions, chargeback resolution, terminal rental, sales and deployment, payment security services, consolidated billing and statements and reporting. Visa in credit card payment app agreement with Max in Israel. Visa has announced its cardholders now have a smartphone payment solution, with the inauguration of its Max app contactless in Israel. Mobile payment will be possible in Max's existing application both for merchants in Israel and abroad without the need to enter a secret code. Customers who pay on mobile will enjoy unique benefits as part of the launch, including 10% cash back on purchases at various leading chains, the company announced this week. Mobile payment with Max is available for owners of Android devices, and later, with the entry of Apple Pay to Israel, it will also be possible on devices that support iOS operating system. Today, mobile payments are available for Max Visa card holders, and in the near future, the option will become available to all Max card holders. According to data provided by Max, over the past few months, the rate of digital transactions by phone and online of all transactions in the economy has risen by an average of 52%. Among seniors, the rate is higher at 71%. EBANX expands its checkout solution for Shopify in LATAM. Payments company EBANX has announced the expansion of its transparent checkout solution for Shopify to more Latin American countries. The solution is already available in Brazil, but it is now live in Mexico and Colombia, allowing international stores that sell through the platform to deliver a seamless payment experience to their consumers in all these countries, at once, through one single integration with EBANX. During beta tests of the new checkout, EBANX merchants that use Shopify experienced a 30% point decrease in checkout abandonment rates, and a 7% point increase in conversion rates. Even though prices are displayed in the local currency, and consumers pay with local payment methods, merchants can receive their settlement in US dollars if they would like to. As such, merchants will be able to display the final price of purchases in local currencies of these countries, and offer local payment methods like installments, domestic debit and credit cards, e-wallets, local cash vouchers, and bank transfers. EBANX Transparent Checkout also provides merchants with information on conversion of ads into sales. NatWest's business credit card customers are offered Apple Pay. NatWest has brought Apple Pay to its business credit card customers, providing a secure and private way to pay. This is meant to help customers avoid handing their payment card to someone else, touching physical buttons or exchanging cash. FinTech Finance reports that NatWest and its subsidiaries including Royal Bank of Scotland and Ulster Bank have integrated Apple Pay across a range of MasterCard credit and charge cards for its business and commercial banking customer base, complementing the existing range of payment options for SMEs. As such, customers need to hold their iPhone or Apple Watch near a payment terminal in order to make a contactless payment. Every Apple Pay purchase is authenticated with Face ID, Touch ID, or device passcode, as well as a one-time unique dynamic security code. Apple Pay is accepted in grocery stores, pharmacies, taxis, restaurants, coffee shops, retail stores, and many more places. In addition, when customers use a credit or debit card with Apple Pay, the actual card numbers are not stored on the device, nor on Apple servers. A unique device account number is assigned, encrypted, and securely stored in the Secure Element and Industry Standard, certified chip designed to store the payment information safely on the device. Amazon to launch a dedicated Amazon website in Sweden. Amazon has announced the upcoming launch of a dedicated Amazon website in Sweden. According to e-commerce news Europe, Amazon Sweden will probably open its digital doors in 2021, and will be the first time Amazon launches in a Nordic country. In October 2017, there were rumors that Amazon would launch in Sweden. Although that didn't happen, now there is hope for an actual launch. Moreover, considering that Amazon officially announced the upcoming launch of its Dutch website in October 2019 and Amazon.nl launching in March 2020, it approximately takes the company about 6 months to launch a new local website. Up until now, Sweden-based consumers had to use the other websites of Amazon in Europe for online shopping, even though this meant paying high delivery fees. However, there is no word about Amazon opening warehouses or distribution hubs in Sweden, although it was confirmed that the next step would be to introduce a complete retail offering in the country, E-commerce News Europe reported. Planet, 3C Payment launched a digital payments service for Europe-based hospitality businesses. Payments company Planet has launched an integrated digital payments service for merchants operating across Europe in the hospitality and food and beverage sectors. According to the press release, the solution delivers all the required payment services, including acquiring and processing, on a single platform. Besides, it comes as the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, approved the acquisition of 3C Payment by Planet. When merchants select Planet, they benefit from a full range of hospitality payments services covering acquiring, acceptance, gateway processing, reporting and intelligence. The service offers a single entry point to faster, safer, digital contactless payment methods. Hoteliers and restaurants can also offer a better payment experience for Chinese guests as the combined service acquires for Alipay and WeChat Pay. The solution leverages the 3C payment gateway, which is fully integrated with enterprise booking and operating systems, and delivers secure services across multiple channels on-site, online or mobile. This is further enhanced with the functionality offered by the PAX A920 payment terminal, allowing merchants to use a portable payment terminal to process payments whether that be at reception desk or at table. In addition, thanks to 3C's digital gateway and user wallet technology, merchants can facilitate the ordering process and the payment services, as these are processed in-app at food and beverage outlets, helping to limit interaction with staff and other diners. Furthermore, Planet's solution allows merchants to build a comprehensive guest profile to better understand spending behavior. Information can be delivered back to the merchant's core enterprise systems to increase personalized marketing and highly targeted guest reward programs. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.